This episode of the AM Archives contains violence and murder. Listener discretion is advised.
Owen? Owen! Come in, Owen! Sam? Joan? Owen! Fuck! Fuck! Yes, yes, let me just... Oh my God, come in. You look... Come on, sit down.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know where to go. It was so dark.
You're okay. You're okay here.
I am so happy to see someone else. Everything out there is dead quiet.
Hey, you're okay. Everything's fine. We've got it under control. You're a patient, aren't you?
In these scrubs, what gave it away?
I don't know as many patients around here as I should. I'm in staffing mostly. Operations management, if you want the multisyllabic title. My name's Mags.
Helen. Do you know what happened? I was on my way up to talk to Dr. Bright, and suddenly the lights and everything went out.
Just a systems glitch. We'll be back online before you know it. Until then, we can both hang out here and chill.
You haven't heard anything from the security team?
We're all still taking stock, but we'll be back in contact soon.
What about Director Green? What did he say about the short?
I haven't heard from him yet, but like I said, we're all still getting things in order.
Do you know where he is?
Don't worry about Owen, Helen. He's fine. This is a very safe facility.
But you know. You know where he is.
Would you like some water or something?
No, thank you.
Maybe a cup of tea?
I want to know where Owen Green is. There! That's better. So much nicer to be able to see, isn't it? Now all we have to do is get the security cameras back online. And there we go. Easy peasy. Come on, Green. Come on out where I can see you.
You're the one doing this. You caused the security glitch. You're trying to...
Please don't touch the fire extinguisher, Mags. It's against company policy to discharge them except in the event of a fire. This is taking too long.
What? What are you...
Green, where is he?
I don't...
I know you've seen him. Owen, I want to know where.
No. I'm not gonna...
Stapler? You threw a stapler at me? Well, that is not very nice, Mags. If you're gonna use your ability to attack me, throw something that can do a little damage. Unless you can't. Oh. Well, that's too bad. Now, let's start this again. Where is Owen Green? I don't want to hurt you again, Mags, but I will. Okay, maybe it will help you to understand exactly what is happening when I set your mind on fire like that. Your brain is home to millions of tiny electrical impulses, frequencies. And since they're frequencies, I can do whatever I want with them. Of course, too much of anything is bad for you. In this case, if I mess with your brain enough, I can cause some nasty permanent damage. Forget about using your little ability. Forget about talking to friends. Forget about anything except constant pain. And this is nothing. Imagine how it would feel if I really wanted to hurt you. If you wanted to toss another stapler, now would be the time to do it. No? Where's Owen, Mags? Yes?
He's... overseeing a trial. The new serum. They're testing it.
Where?
The medical bay. He's in the medical bay.
Thank you. You did the right thing.
Please. Please. Please don't hurt him.
I tell you what. I'll make you a deal. You stay here. Stay quiet. Don't make any trouble. Don't try to come after me. And I will try my absolute hardest not to damage him. But if I hear a peep from you or this room, I will fry your mind as slowly as possible. And then I will do the same to your beloved Agent Green. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Wonderful. Then I'll be out of your hair and... Oh my gosh! I can't believe I almost forgot! One last question for you, Maxie. What serum?
From Luminary Media, you're listening to the AM Archives. This is Episode 9, Lights Out, by Caitlin Schneiderhan.
Dr. Sharp?
I'm here.
Was this a part of your test?
No.
Not a foreseen complication?
There should have been nothing in the serum or the equipment that could cause an energy short like this. It must be the result of some further issue with the AM's electrical grid.
Fantastic. I can't see through the observation window. The lights are out in the medical bay as well. Can you see, Mark?
I can barely see you, Director Green. How could I possibly be expected to...
Mark? Mark, can you hear me?
That room is soundproofed.
Mark!
For God's sakes, get a hold of yourself, Director. We'll just go check on him. Well, this is...
Yes?
Inconvenient. It appears that the door is locked.
The power drain must have activated the fail secure locks. Without electricity, we won't be able to get out of this room.
How long are we expected to just sit here, then? I'm losing valuable data every second those monitors aren't online. Not to mention...
It shouldn't be long. We have protocols that kick in if events like this should... happen. I'll just call Mags and see what the time frame is looking like.
Is that a cell phone, Director Green? You know I ask that all cellular devices be kept out of the medical bay. They interfere with delicate equipment.
I don't think there's going to be a danger of that, Dr. Sharp. I can't get a signal. The Wi-Fi's down, too.
You can't... call?
Call, text, internet. This thing's useless.
I'll try the office line.
Yeah. No luck?
Not so much as the dial tone. I don't mind telling you... I'm getting an increasingly bad feeling about this electrical hiccup. It's almost as though...
Someone's trying to keep us in here. But who would be able to do that? And why?
No matter who it is, I can't imagine they have good intentions in mind.
Hello? Hello? Is everything okay out there? Hey, Jackson? Jackson! Doc, can you hear me? I think your little experiment has a few issues. Fine. Dr. Sharp, I'm officially tapping out here. This test is over. You gotta let me out. Director Green, I swear, if someone doesn't come let me out of this chair in the next few seconds, I'll have a panic attack, and it's gonna be really embarrassing for everyone involved. Hey, can anyone hear me? Hello? Hey, in here! Oh, thank God. I thought for a second I was gonna die. Oh.
Hello, Mark.
Helen. Hey.
Boy, it's great to see you again.
Oh, yeah, totally. Likewise.
A little surprising, too. I thought you got out.
You heard about that.
Oh, it was the talk of Tier 5. A tall, dark stranger just waltzes into a locked ward and scampers away with one of the AM's favorite chew toys.
If it makes you feel any better, things only got more complicated for me from there.
Well, all that aside, we were absolutely obsessed. The theories that would make your head spin. Oliver thought you'd been abducted by aliens. But I told him it was more likely that you'd broken yourself out. It was more inspirational to look at it that way.
I bet. Hey, Helen. How would you feel about doing me just a real solid? Mm. The latch on this strap is just out of my reach if you could just...
Oh, of course! Where is my head these days?
Thank you. Seriously, I thought I was gonna... I don't know. Thank you. What? What's wrong?
Oh, seeing you like this is just bringing back some memories. Do you remember the last time we saw each other?
Things were kind of hazy for me back then.
Really? I remember everything.
That's really rough. Do you want to talk about it? Hash it out? Maybe over a cup of coffee or several drinks?
You were strapped down, just like this.
And I'd love not to be. The buckle is right there.
I was strapped down, too.
A real Wadsworth signature move, I know.
They wheeled you into the lab, and you were helpless, weren't you? Couldn't do a damn thing. And the lab techs were there, prodding me into using my ability. Calming radio frequencies shifting through the color spectrum. It was a boot camp, wasn't it? If the AM wanted to put us through our paces, make us really, really good at what we do, they sure knocked it out of the park.
I guess.
These are new, though. They didn't have equipment like this back in the Wadsworth era. Huh. Even these scalpels are fresh out of the box. Someone's been pumping money into this place.
Okay, Helen, I'm not gonna ask you to put that down because that would be pandering and you're smarter than that.
They wheeled you into the lab, and the next thing I knew, this person, this man, who was nothing, was reaching into me and taking my ability, using it for himself. You could have asked first, Mark.
I didn't. I didn't have a choice. They made me.
Oh, I know. No, I know. Come on, Mark. I haven't lost touch with reality.
Huh. Right. Right.
Not completely, anyway.
Which means that if we're going off the most recently measured rate of sedative degeneration, we only have approximately...
Well?
I'm calculating. The factors I'm working with are variable.
How variable?
Very variable. What are you standing around for? We have to get out of here.
Any word from Mark?
Mr. Bryant is fine. We can't get out of this room. The odds are good that he wouldn't be able to get out of his anyway.
He's locked in a lab with an experimental serum running through his system.
And there is very little we can do about it until we manage to get out of here. It's an hour, by the way.
An hour?
Or less. Until Alex's sedative begins to wear off.
And he detonates.
And takes the rest of us with him. Yes. It is imperative that I get to his room to administer the sedative before...
Working on it.
Oh, that's odd. Director, have you noticed this?
A little busy.
The medical bay doors are open.
What?
I can't be certain, but I believe there's someone moving around in there.
Mark? Did he get out of his chair?
Unlikely. Those restraints are top of the line. It would be impossible for him to slip them without the help of another person. No. See there? There's a little light from the open door. Mr. Bryant is still in his chair.
Then who's the other person?
It looks like a woman. They're talking. She's wearing a patient's scrubs.
But we've released all our patients for the shutdown.
Most of our patients. Except the last tier fives.
I'm going to go work on that door.
I'll help.
So, back in the restraints. How does something like this happen?
Old habits, you know how it is.
I don't think so. Mags told me what they have you testing.
You saw Mags?
I did! Back in the security room. She is such a sweetheart.
Is she...
You think I would hurt her?
No, of course not.
That poor girl. You'd have to be a monster to go after her. Besides, she's one of us, isn't she? I think the AM has the atypical torturing covered without me joining in. No, Mags is safe and very, very helpful. So, it's ability suppression they're interested in now, is it?
I don't know. I'm just a guinea pig.
But you got out, Mark. And now you're back in the chair, which means you're a volunteer. And if you're a volunteer, that means... you know what you're testing. I'm a little confused. They spent years forcing us to hone our abilities. Now they want to take them away? Boy, we must really scare them.
The serum isn't for you, Helen.
Not everyone is a good little AM volunteer, Mark. It'll be for me when the people in the white lab coats decide it is. That's how things go around here. This is it, isn't it? The serum? A whole refrigerator full of it. It's quite a stockpile. Hey, Mark! Let's try something.
Let me out of these restraints and I will do literally anything you want.
You don't need your hands for this. Come on, you'll love it!
What do you want me to do?
Use my ability. Mark, give it a shot. What are you waiting for? Think of it like for old time's sake. You and me, a medical lab. Straps and buckles and limited mobility. It'll be fun! Oh, wasn't it always fun for you? Reaching in and pulling pieces of me out to use like they belonged to you?
Helen, please put down the scalpel.
You said you wouldn't ask that.
I know.
You said it was pandering.
Please, Helen, put the scalpel down.
Use my ability, and I will. Amp up the sound waves. Play with the lights, with the electricity. Do something. Mark, do something.
I can't.
Oh, I can't believe it.
It's true. I've been trying since you walked in here.
No, I believe you, sweetheart. Of course I do. I just can't believe they actually managed to create a serum that worked. Good job, AM. I mean, it's terrible, but I'm still impressed. Too bad for them. All that hard work.
What are you doing?
Making sure your stupid choices can never be inflicted on anyone else. There! That's better.
Wait, the restraints!
Poor Mark. You never were much of anything without anyone else, were you?
Thank you.
Again, on three.
One, two,
three! I think we're getting it.
Just a little bit more.
Shit! Are you okay?
My hand. I caught it on the edge of the...
You're bleeding.
I'm aware.
Here.
Thank you, Director.
Use my jacket.
We have more pressing concerns than a scratch. Well, look at our crowbar.
Maybe we can tape it together.
Unlikely.
It was hardly a crowbar to begin with.
It was working better than your shoulder at any rate. And now it's... We had to get out of here. The damn door is the only thing between...
Hello? Oh, gosh. There you are, Director Green. I have been looking all over for you. And Dr. Sharp, I thought you'd be gone for the evening, but I'm actually glad you stuck around. Mark was just telling me about the amazing work you've been doing around here. It sure seems like a neat project. And between you and me, I think it works. Too bad I just dumped every vial onto the floor. Except this one. Oh, shh. Don't try to speak. You won't be able to anyway. It's a special little trick. One the nice scientists on Tier 5 made sure I knew how to do. Scientists like you, Dr. Sharp. Whoops! There goes the last of that serum. I have the clumsiest fingers sometimes. You and people like you kept me prisoner and forced my ability through every hoop you could dream up. Then you invent that? Those are just some mixed messages. You'd think that if you had a scalpel, like this one right here, you'd be happy to use it. Oh well. Oh, one moment. Sorry about that.
Are you insane? What did you... Andrea?
Director Green. Owen. May I call you Owen? So many of the other patients do. Don't worry about Dr. Sharp. As long as you do what I say, what happened to her will not happen to you. You're too valuable.
What do you want?
Not very much. I only want you to make a phone call. Maybe take a photo or two. It'll be totally painless, I absolutely promise.
You killed her.
I know. And I'm very sorry about that. But I had to. She was trying to strip atypicals of their abilities.
The serum only works temporarily.
Maybe it does. Right now. But I haven't lived in this facility for over a decade to think you people would stop at temporarily. I'm going to release you in a moment, Owen. You're going to come with me. And if you behave, we won't have any problems.
Where will we be going?
To get Ellie's attention.
AM Archives is brought to you by Luminary Media and is a production of Atypical Artists. The series is written by Lauren Shippen, Octavia Bray, and Caitlin Schneiderhan. This episode was written by Caitlin Schneiderhan. In it, you heard the voices of Ian McEwan as Agent Green, Bryce Charles as Mags, Diana Inosanto as Dr. Sharp, and Andrew Nowak as Mark. This episode was directed by Lauren Shippen and sound designed by Misha Stanton. Original score by Evan Cunningham. The AM Archives is produced by Lauren Shippen, Jordan Cope, Brigham Snow, and Evan Cunningham. Thank you for listening, and stay strange.